Hello, everyone. Welcome to iCritic Live. I am your host, Kevin T. Rodriguez, film critic of iCritic.net. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your time with me here today on the show where we talk about entertainment, pop culture, and life in between. And you know the two things that people tell you not to discuss on a first date or at family parties or at Christmas time or basically at all is faith and politics. Okay, granted, there are places where you can discuss faith. That's usually at church sermons with pastors, rabbis, sheikhs, what have you. There's a place for politics, obviously Congress. But the thing is, these have become such touchy subjects that basically, if you have a friend, unless you absolutely know for sure they are, great buddies of yours, and know where they stand, you should not discuss these topics. Which means this episode might be career suicide for me because I am going to talk about both. Because there is something that's come to my attention that is so bizarre that I have such mixed feelings about that I cannot help but comment on it. And I guess I'm going to have to lay some chips on the table, if you will, or show my cards. I am a born-again Christian. I have never denied this. I am very open about it if you ask me to, but I don't bring it up in the podcast very much because it doesn't matter that much in terms of movies and things like that. Obviously, it might affect how I feel about certain content in certain movies. This is why I am very critical of the rating system. This is why I do try to make the show as family-friendly as possible because those beliefs, you know, shape my views on things. And I guess I should mention that I am a registered Republican. However, this doesn't really come into play that much during voting because I tend to vote for Republicans and Democrats pretty much every election. I actually do the research on the lawyers, the judges, and because I love politics. I am fascinated by it. And even though this upcoming election is the face-off that I do not want, and never before has a vote seemed so wasted on two candidates that I feel are personally not worthy, I am still going to be casting a vote because that is a privilege I have that many, many people would just kill to have in other countries. So I'm putting those cards on the table. And if you don't want to hear about religion and politics, you can clearly skip this episode. We're not going to be doing this very often. Like I said, unique situation. So, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump, who, I guess one more card on the table. I don't like Donald Trump as a president. I kind of liked him better as a game show host, if I'm being honest. I love The Apprentice. The Apprentice was an awesome show. And I've actually rewatched The Apprentice sometime in the last 8 years, and Apprentice is good. Apprentice is excellent. Don't want Donald Trump to be my president again. I've kind of been there, done that. So those are the cards on the table. And the reason I bring this up is because Donald Trump is promoting something called God Bless the USA Bible. Now, the subtitle for that is inspired by Lee Greenwood's patriotic anthem and hit song, God Bless the USA. Now, I suppose this is where the entertainment and pop culture come in, because God Bless the USA is a favorite at barbecues on the 4th of July, on Independence Day, and I'm going to be honest, it is one of my favorite songs of all time. I still get emotional when I listen to God Bless the USA. If you have not listened to it, it is available on all the streaming services. And the fact that Lee Greenwood is a Trump supporter, as evidenced by this collaboration, does not diminish the greatness of that song. Now, what is the God Bless the USA Bible that is inspired by Lee Greenwood's patriotic anthem? Because, I mean, it's the Holy Bible, the King James Version, to be specific. Not even the New King James Version, which is a little bit easier for, I think, the average person to be able to read and stomach. It's the King James Version. So I think that's a misstep, right? Well, not a misstep, but I mean, if you're selling to an average audience member, like the New King James Bible is a much easier read. But anyway, this text has been around for a very, very long time. How on earth is it inspired by Lynn Greenwood's patriotic song? Well, that's because this God Bless the USA Bible is actually, well, let's put it this way. It has extras in the book. It's not just the Bible. It also has a handwritten chorus to the God Bless the USA lyrics from the song. It has the U.S. Constitution. It has the Bill of Rights. It has the Declaration of Independence. And it has the Pledge of Allegiance. And they're all in this Trump-backed version of the Bible. Now, here's why I kind of have to talk about this a little bit. Because while I do believe that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, it was also founded on liberty. And basically, as long as you are not hurting anyone, you can basically do whatever you want in America. You can believe whatever you want. You want to be a racist jerk? You know, technically, you have the freedom to be that in America. You're not going to have very many friends, and for good reason, people will not like you very much, but you have the freedom to do that. America is great because it has those freedoms. We have the right to protest. We have the right to vote however we want. Like, we have so many rights that we take for granted. And, you know, that's always a message I've been able to get behind. That's why I never got into the whole Make America Great Again slogan, because that suggests that the country stopped being great at some point. It's never stopped being great. It's had its ups. It's had its downs. There are certain presidents who I'm sure we would have preferred to have done some things differently. But overall, America is still one of the greatest places in the world to live. Next to Japan, because Japan's awesome. I'm not going to lie. Japan is amazing. Same thing as Paris. And so these are things that I revere. I revere the Constitution. I revere the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance. Here's the thing. There is a separation of church and state. Now, the only thing that a separation of church and state really means is that the government cannot oppose religious beliefs on people and vice versa. So, like, if you are a church who believes whatever you believe, as long as those things are not at odds with the law, then you can believe whatever you want, and the government can't get involved in that. And likewise, one of the reasons churches are supposed to be tax exempt is because they don't wade into politics. Aside from maybe some general, how do we pray for our leaders? How do we support leaders that we don't always agree with? That's what my church does all the time. They have never done a service that has called out Donald Trump. They have never done a service where they have called out Joe Biden. They admit that some of us might have issues with these men. But what does the Bible say about supporting leaders who we do not agree with? Because, of course, the Bible is full of them. Which, of course, is interesting that Donald Trump is promoting this. But anyway, so that's what it means. Now, increasingly, churches are becoming political. And if they want to become political, I think we should maybe start taxing them, like, you know, because that's something that they are not supposed to do if they have tax-exempt status. Now, here's what's very interesting for me and why this really should be a red flag for voters, is the fact that, and, you know, here's the thing. Again, as a Christian, I don't disagree with the statements that it's best if people return to prayer. I think church is very valuable to people, but you can't force it on people. And one of the things that's becoming a problem is Christian nationalism is what it's called. In fact, there is a documentary that is produced by Rob Reiner called God and Country, where religious figures, including the creator of VeggieTales, believe it or not, chime in on what they see as concerning how churches are becoming militarized. They're getting political, and they're becoming nationalistic. Like, they want Christians in power to make this a quote-unquote Christian nation where Christianity is the only religion that the country serves. And that creates big problems for the half of the country that don't believe it, and they don't want to believe it. And you know what? Even if I think for their sake they should believe it, they don't have to. It is their right not to believe in this stuff. And Christian nationalism is also stupid because much like you can't force someone to believe in a religion that they don't personally believe in, you also can't debate people into believing. That's why I also think like these debates like that Richard Dawkins and Bill Nye do are stupid, because it's like, look, I guess if you're a scientist, a debate makes sense. But when Kirk Cameron goes on and debates these guys, it's like, do you honestly think we're going to get to heaven and ask someone, how did you get here? It's like, well, I lost this debate, and so now here I'm stuck. No, the only way you're going to get to heaven is salvation through Jesus Christ. You're not going to get it through force, and you are not going to get it by debating. And when I see this God Bless the USA Bible basically mixing U.S. politics with holy text, it's like, this is not good. This is not something that you should be doing. It's like, these are separate documents. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, these are documents that are written for America as a nation, for our protection, for our unity. The Bible is a document about your soul, about your eternal afterlife. And the two do not go hand in hand. They just don't. And this is very, very fascinating, because not only do we have like a celebrity, and for better or worse, Donald Trump is a celebrity. Like, this is a celebrity who is putting his stamp on a version of the Bible that actually adds to the Word of God, which you're not supposed to do. Like, the Bible is very clear. Don't add to the Word of God. Like, that's why there's issues that Christians have with Mormons, because the Book of Mormon was added much after the fact. Now, if you want to believe in the Book of Mormon, again, you are totally free to do it. I don't, but you are free to do so. And now here's Donald Trump, who, by the way, doesn't really act like a Christian. I'm just going to say right now, the language he uses, his mannerisms, the crimes that he allegedly has committed, and at least one of them was he was found guilty on, these are not things that Christians typically do. So it is extremely weird to be on the website for this product and seeing Donald Trump smiling and holding a God Bless the USA Holy Bible. And again, it's like the fact that they're even like branding, oh no, it's not just a Holy Bible, this is the God Bless the USA Bible. Oh, and by the way, if anyone wants to ask how they can do this, all these documents except for the God Bless the USA lyrics, these are all public domain. Anyone can make a Bible and sell it. So, heck, you can alter the Bible and sell it. That's not the real Word of God. But, you know, I know that there was one time some guy, like, made, like, the gay Bible or something and rewrote the Bible to be gay-friendly. I mean, you know, it was funny. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, there was definitely some humor in that. I got it. But, yeah. So, things like this make me very suspicious. Now, of course, some people are gonna, and they have pictures of base, like the Huckabees and a couple country stars holding the Bible, this God Bless the USA Bible, obviously. And, you know, so, and one Donald J. Trump Jr. So I kind of wonder if anyone's going to actually read it, because again, if they were reading the Bible, I don't know if they would be doing some of the things that they would be doing. But let's get to the FAQs, because this is also another reason why I comment. The first question is this Bible officially endorsed by President Trump? And it's like, yes, this is the only Bible endorsed by President Trump. Really? The only Bible? Like, the other Bibles out there, he doesn't endorse? Why? Like, does he not get a kickback for them? Is that why he doesn't? endorse them. Like, I think if you endorse the Bible, you endorse the Bible. And so the fact that it's like, no, this is the Bible I endorse. Like, that makes it really suspicious. And by the way, the next question is this Bible officially endorsed by Lee Greenwood? Yes, this is the only Bible endorsed by Lee Greenwood. So, like, what happened before this Bible came along? Did Trump and Greenwood never read the Bible because they didn't endorse it? Like, I don't get it. What makes this Bible unique and special? That's an actual question on the website. First and foremost, the God Bless the USA Bible is the only Bible inspired by America's most recognized patriotic anthem, God Bless the USA. I dropped something because I'm baffled by that. Like, this Bible, nothing in the Bible was inspired by that song. None of it. The Bible existed long before. If anything, the Bible inspired God Bless the USA, as well as the Declaration of Independence and all that stuff. But the Bible also features a copy of handwritten course. Okay, so yeah, we discussed that. It features a bunch of government documents that, while great, and I revere them, do not belong in the Bible. What translations are available? The God Bless the USA Bible is produced in the trusted King James translation. Please know, we do not offer additional translations at this time. I think people are asking that because they want to know, like, is it in Spanish? Is it in Hebrew? Like, things like that, but whatever. Can you tell me more about the inside of the Bible? I know this sounds like a stupid question, but it actually kind of makes sense. They say, sure thing. Printed in an easy-to-read two-column format, the God Bless the USA Bible includes the words of Jesus in red. We also ensure that each Bible includes a presentation page and a gold ribbon marker. So it's like, okay, that's kind of nice to know. Is this a good gift? Well, they're trying to sell you a Bible. I'm going to guess yes, absolutely. So can I buy this Bible in the store? It's like, no, you can only purchase the Bible here. When will this Bible ship? Where's my order? We're going to ignore those. What is your return? What is your return and refund policy? We want our customers to be 100% satisfied with their Bible purchases. In the event the product is damaged during delivery, we will gladly replace your Bible with a new one. Otherwise, all sales are final and personalized Bibles are not refundable. So you cannot get this refunded unless it was damaged during shipping. Now, how much does this Bible cost? It costs $59.99. And, there are a lot of Bibles that you can get that are just as good, if not better, for $5 or $10. I'm just throwing that. What if my Bible has sticky pages? Basically, the pages sticking together. That's because of the gold trimming. Basically, read it and that will go away. Now, this is like a big question. I'm sure they were forced to put this here. Is any of the money from this Bible going to the Donald J. Trump campaign for president? That's a big question. Now, here's the answer. No. God Bless the USA Bible is not political and has nothing to do with any political campaign. God Bless the USA Bible is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, CIC Ventures, LLC, or any of their respective principals or affiliates. God Bless the Bible USA uses Donald Trump's name, likeness, and image under paid license from CIC Ventures, LLC, which license may be terminated or revoked according to its terms. So basically, the money is going straight to Donald Trump. They're not paying his campaign or his organization. They're paying him to use his name and likeness. Which, by the way, when you read that, it does make you wonder, does Trump really endorse the Bible? Or is he endorsing it now because he's getting paid to endorse the Bible? And for those of you who bring up that picture of him holding up the Bible in front of the church, I'm fully aware of that situation. I don't know if that was a Christian stance at all, but whatever. And then you can contact us. You think if I asked them to come on to do a podcast interview that they would actually do this? So I hope you can see why I wanted to comment on this. This is definitely something that makes me really nervous. Aside from the fact that it's a edition of the Bible that they're claiming to be inspired by this song and it's got celebrity pictures and they're charging a lot of extra money. The fact that they are putting in government documents that do not relate to the Bible and should not be there, and then they're paying Donald Trump to endorse it and things like that. I mean, here's the other reason I'm mixed upon that, because I am hoping that if some Trump supporters do buy this, because Trump supporters will buy anything from Donald Trump, it seems, I hope they actually do take the time to read the Bible. And I mean, really read the Bible and see what it says about love and compassion and forgiveness and loving others and not hating your enemies and what to do in times of disagreement and political strife. Like, these are areas where the Bible can be very useful in being a guidance for you on how to handle these situations. And I'm hoping if someone gets tricked into buying this particular edition, that those words still have meaning. They still resonate. Hopefully the text of the Bible has not been touched. I would be interested in having a Bible scholar buy one of these and see if anything has been changed in the word. That would be interesting, and that would be enough for me to do a second video on. Not video. This is a podcast. Of course it's a podcast. So those are my thoughts on this whole thing, and I know, a little different from what we normally talk about. We'll get back to movies and stuff next week. In the meantime, I would like to know what you think about. If you are listening to this on a platform that allows commenting, I'd like to know what you think of this Bible and the meaning behind it, so you can comment below and like, favorite, share, subscribe. And if this is your first time listening and you want to listen to more, we don't always talk about religion and politics. In fact, we rarely do, but we do talk a lot about entertainment and fun things. So if you want to hear more episodes about that, let's make it official. Subscribe to iCritic Live on Spotify, Apple, Google, Deezer, whatever podcast you choose. And as always, take care, everyone, and have a great day.